Arsh Tiruchalvam is head coach at Performance Physique in Solihull and has trained people doing events like these. Morning, Arsh.
Good morning, Rakeem. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. What preparation goes into training for Ironman then?
Yeah, well, firstly, my condolences to the family of those men who sadly lost their lives. When looking at the Ironman, I know you actually spoke to two of my athletes previously, Rich and Mike from Ironman versus Epilepsy. You're aware of just what a challenging endurance event this is. The Ironman basically entails a swim followed by a bike and a run, and there's two variations of the Ironman, and it's the 70.3 that these gentlemen were taking part in. So that's a 1.9K swim, followed by a 90K bike ride and a half marathon to wrap things off. So it's incredibly long and it's incredibly demanding of your aerobic system. So the kind of training that we need to do for this event is very long in itself. It takes a long kind of duration out of your week. You know, you are basically training 1 to 2 times a day, pretty much 6 times a week. And the idea is that we have to find the weakest of those three skills and how we then balance our time to bringing up that weakness to meet the other two events. And then also how we can balance all of this training without getting injured. That's the real challenge here.
Mm. There's a lot to put into this for you to get ready. I mean, you're putting your body through a lot to prepare yourself for something like this. But what about mentally? How do you mentally prepare for a challenge like this too?
Yeah, so this event in particular, because it does involve multiple disciplines, it's not just running, it's not just cycling. You are changing through different climates, different events, and obviously you're getting wet in the water, which is very uncomfortable to go into a bike ride and then a run. So in order to kind of develop the right mindset, you have to experience almost worse conditions in training. The idea and kind of mentality I've always tried to develop with my athletes is that the race doesn't need to feel as bad as the training. So if we make training the most difficult, the most worst case scenario, you know, I can get through this, I can get through anything on the day. And the idea is that we implement training sessions that boost confidence, that we do double day sessions. So they might do a bike straight into a run. We call those brick sessions. And we do distances that can boost confidence. Wow, I managed to do my 20 kilometers in this time, etc. But we never, ever go to the full race duration in training. The idea is that we have this substantial structure in place that can boost the confidence, and we know our athletes can effectively say, right, I've done this before in this structured program, I know I can get through on race day. We're understanding that doubts are going to creep in, but it's knowing that you have the ability to get out of those darker places.
Considering this is one of the toughest triathlon events, like, the idea of putting your body through this, for me, my hat goes off to anyone who would want to do something like this, because it's a lot to prepare yourself for, like you've said, your body and mentally. So as you go through all of that, as a competitor, are you even thinking about the safety of the event? Surely you've got other things on your mind first. Don't you just assume that everything's been taken care of?
Absolutely, Rakeem. That's it. Spot on, realistically. You know, thankfully, we live in a time and a country where health and safety is taken so seriously. And obviously, there will be an investigation into what happened in County Cork. But when we enter these official events, it's not really something that crosses our mind as a competitor. We are there, you know, we've entered, we've paid our fees, we're there to trust the process effectively. I always tell my athletes, control the controllables. Everything else you shouldn't worry about. You can't control those things. Therefore, don't put that in your mind at all. So no matter what your sport is, you need to be able to focus on your performance, whether that's you're playing a match, or whether you're on the tennis court or doing a running event, whatever it is. We can't worry about anything else other than that performance. And within reason, all of those aspects of safety should realistically be in the hands of others.
And what about weather? You know, because surely that can play a big part on an event like this. Yeah. You train clients for a variety of different competitions. So do you ever think about the turn of weather?
Yeah, the weather is a huge impact, actually, and it's something that has affected events nationally and internationally. The heat obviously plays a large factor in and effectively our dehydration, our reduced performance. So actually, when Rich and Mike completed the Staffordshire Ironman, it was the hottest day of the year so far. I think it was something like 33 degrees really early on from the race. And we saw this weather forecast approaching just a couple of days out. And we had a meeting of, right, this is what we're going to do to improve our hydration over the next couple of days. This is when you're going to need to drink. We're going to try and get you some cooling packs. We're going to get some water on you. And it's very, very challenging. And this happens in events all over the world. I'm talking about moving start times to make it a cooler time of day. And the same happens in very cold events. You know, we look at the reverse realistically. How can we add more clothing? I know in some open water swimming events, there is basically a mandate that you have to wear a thicker wetsuit when you actually swim in those conditions. So the weather realistically can change a performance, whether you're a newbie or an elite athlete. And it's something that the coach and the athletes themselves have to work on a strategy to give them the best chance of getting through as close to normal as possible.
Well, considering that, you know, having the best chance, what do you think then about Triathlon Ireland saying that it didn't sanction this race because they were concerned about the weather?
Yeah, I would always say we need to follow the official investigation first and foremost. I believe the post-mortem was done yesterday as well. I don't entirely know the background to these things, so I'd hate to add to the murkiness of what's happened. But if they've come out and said they don't sanction the event due to adverse weather conditions, it sounds like they already had their stance in place at the time.
Arj, this Ironman triathlon, it's been here for decades. Doesn't this go back to the 70s? But here we are, you know, with these tragic deaths. Do you think this will put people off now from taking part in the future?
Realistically, no. It is kind of the top dog in terms of ultra endurance events, and it. From witnessing the 70.3 in Staffordshire, it was running incredibly well. I feel like something has obviously happened to change those circumstances, unfortunately, in Ireland, and it shouldn't have resulted in the circumstances it did. However, I think the challenge of putting your body and your mind through absolute endurance will always live there. We're a species that love these challenges. And I feel like we should always try to use sport as a positive tool. So hopefully these occasions don't spoil that for many of the potential competitors out there.
Arj, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. That's Arj Tiruchalvem, the head coach at Performance Physique in Solihull.